Hi guys, welcome back to Typically Peachy. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday. If it's Thursday for you, how am I doing? Let me think about it. I'm doing pretty well, mostly because I'm so excited for this upcoming weekend. It's one of my best friend's wedding. I am so excited to celebrate her love, also to just see her and to see all my LA friends. I miss them so much. And I feel like I got a tiny taste of being back with them at the bachelorette party. But now this is the real deal. It's the wedding day. Also, I'll be able to see some of my best friends that were not at the bachelorette party. So all in all, just excited, giddy to see my people again. But before we can talk too much about what's upcoming, let's see what happened this past weekend. This past weekend was actually so great. It felt like the perfect combination of a lot of things happening and enough downtime. Those are my favorite, when things are just equally mixed in. I don't feel like I have too much on my plate, but also there are fun things happening. You know what I learned too? It's important to have something to look forward to on a Sunday. Maybe that seems a bit obvious, but like I told you guys, I have been having the Sunday scaries a little bit, and a way to prevent that or at least mitigate it a little bit is really to just make your Sunday a full part of the weekend. Because so often, it feels like once we get to that point, at least for me recently, I've just been thinking about the week ahead. And that's not fair. Friday's a full work day, so that means that Sunday should be a full weekend day. I don't know, but I'm trying to be better about it. And I put that into practice this past weekend. I fully had a plan. But I really had a plan every single day. So Friday night, we tried out this new cocktail lounge in our area. So cute. Cocktails were great. It is fun to go to a place right when it's opening. I don't know, just watching them work out the kinks, knowing that it's not a perfect situation yet, just makes the environment feel more real, kind of fun. So that was Friday night. And then Saturday, saw some friends, ran some errands, got some things done that we just needed to get done. And then Sunday, the thing that I had planned to go to was a vintage market. And there are a couple of these in the area that I live, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. Going to a vintage market is my dream activity. Getting to walk around, not be rushed. That's a big part of it, I will say, because I like to go and look at everything. I also really like going by myself. Maybe that is part of the reason, because I don't like to be rushed at all. But I also like listening to music, setting the vibe as I'm walking through. It's a lot of fun. But then my boyfriend did come and meet me once I was done with my shopping. We grabbed a drink at another new place that we've never tried. New to us, not new to the area. But that was great too. Just a very full weekend. The only downside is that I am feeling a little bit under the weather, which I'm very much hoping that this goes away within the next couple of days. Because I got a wedding to go to. I got a wedding to walk in, to take pictures at. It's going to be a good time, whether I'm at peak health or not. But anyway, before we can get into the festivities of the weekend, which of course I will recap for you all once I'm back next week. But there's a lot of other stuff to talk about today, so let's get right into it, starting off with what's hot. A new Air Bud movie is in the works. Did everybody just get instant nostalgia? I loved those movies so much. What's not to love, though? An adorable dog, sports content, wholesome, family-friendly. And now they're holding a casting for the new Air Bud. Is your dog it? You better believe, if I had a golden retriever, they would be at this casting call. So if you have one yourself, this could be your opportunity. Your dog could be famous. They're taking submissions at airbud.com. It's time to create a superstar. And even if your dog is not the next Air Bud, all entries will be eligible to win prizes as this movie comes to fruition. So what's the downside? You know there's going to be treats and toys involved. Your pup deserves this. I really hope they release a video of all the submissions. Or they could play a compilation of that at the end of the credits. Free idea, Air Bud. This movie is called Air Bud Returns, and I am patiently awaiting the return. Not sure when they're going to start filming for this, but I'm excited. I miss that dog and all the actors that played his character. A true classic. All right, next up for what's hot, kind of a fun story. They're all fun, aren't they? Sicily now has a gelato man that serves you in the middle of the sea. As if we needed another reason to go to Sicily, this is it. Are you kidding me? A gelato man in the middle of the sea? Genius. It's by the northern coast, so if you find yourself there, go get yourself some gelato. How fun would this be if you just stumbled upon this? You didn't even know that this was a thing, and all of a sudden you're in the water, and this just comes boating on by? I feel like it would be even more exciting than seeing an ice cream truck in the wild. I do love an ice cream truck, though. What did everybody used to get from those? I used to always get, without a doubt, the Powerpuff Girl Bubbles, that popsicle, literally because she had yellow hair. Yellow's my favorite color, and I just thought it was so cute with the little gumdrop eyeballs. And to be honest, it wasn't even the most flavorful option. Like, there were popsicles that I probably would have wanted more, or some of those ice cream treats, but I could never sway from the one that I always got. Was anybody else like that? It was about the aesthetics. The taste came second. But anyway, this seems like a genius idea. Gotta get to Sicily immediately. All right, and that's it for What's Hot. Just some fun, kind of random stories this week. But I don't know, sometimes those are my favorite because if they are so random, it's way easier to miss stories like that, you know? Like the big ones that I talk about here, pretty much everyone has seen those stories already. But did you already know that this existed in Sicily? Did you already know that they were casting for Air Bud Returns? Maybe you did, who knows? But if you didn't, that's what I'm here for. All right, but with that, let's get into what's good, because I have some fun stuff to share in that section as well. All right, what I wanted to talk about in this section were some new purchases, my vintage finds. Of course, you heard me say I went to a vintage market. I'm gonna have things to share. And I specifically wanted to touch on these things because I really went into this vintage market with an idea that I was not going to be purchasing anything that was not an absolute positive yes. No wavering on whether or not I wanted it. I felt like if I did not purchase these things, I would be so sad. And you know what too? Typically, I'm always looking for more of like streetwear type style at vintage markets. Mostly just because that's what I'm comfortable looking for. That's what I gravitate towards a lot of the time. And buying those vintage, you get some of the coolest pieces that way. But this time, I actually did not buy anything that I really would consider streetwear. Maybe like one thing. But the majority of stuff were very different purchases. So let's start it off. The first one that I bought, which is such a fun one, and I was inclined to buy it actually because of my mom. My mom loves dominoes, and I've never had a domino set of my own, but I do love playing with her, and I happened to stumble upon a handcrafted wooden domino set. It's so beautiful. All the domino pieces were there, which, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. That's one thing I'll say. If you're going to buy any kind of game at a vintage market, make sure you're checking to see that all pieces are there, or like a deck of cards. Literally count the cards to make sure that they're all in the deck. But they were for this, and it felt like a really true special find. So that is here now in my home, ready for my mom to come visit so that we can play it together. The next thing that I got is the one item that I would maybe consider streetwear more, because it is like an oversized boxy t-shirt, but not just any t-shirt. The thing that I loved about this t-shirt is that it has a little zipper on it. A little zipper pocket on a t-shirt. How cool and unique is that? I love it. It's red and it has some navy trimming on the collar and sleeves. So cool, so unique. $10. Truly a steal. That's another thing this time around. I feel like I'm getting more and more experienced every time I vintage shop. But I was really looking for good deals. It's so common that things are priced so high for vintage stuff now. And you know, you do have to take that into account. When you're looking through, sometimes if the brand name is still on it, I will do a quick Google search to see what buying something like that or something similar to that secondhand would cost on something like Poshmark or eBay or any of those type of sites. Because sometimes it's not one of a kind, especially if there's a brand name associated with it. You should look and see if it's being sold cheaper elsewhere. And see if they're just really upcharging you at whatever in-store situation you're at. And that actually made me not purchase a couple things. I did that in real time while I was shopping. Just did a quick little search and was like, I don't know if this is really that worth it. So it's good, especially if you're not trying to overpurchase at a market like this, because when you have a lot of vintage options and a lot of it is curated, there's a real possibility to go overboard with it. Luckily, I did not this time. Okay, but another purchase that I wanted to share is a Betsy Johnson cardigan. This is one that is so cute, it's so unique, and it was priced so well. I think it was like $30, which for Betsy Johnson, that's already very good. For vintage Betsy Johnson, really good. And it's unique. It's this tan color, and it has these feathers that are the same color around the collar, and then these ties on the end. You can style it so many different ways. It's going to be so cute for fall and winter. Cannot wait to incorporate this into the wardrobe. And then the last item that I wanted to share with you guys was a set of 3 Charlie Brown books. They're so cute. They're not in prime condition or anything like that. They are very much vintage looking, but I'm obsessed with them. They're so cute. One is called More Peanuts. One is called Good Old Charlie Brown. And then the last one is Win a Few, Lose a Few Charlie Brown. They're adorable. They went right on my shelf. And even though they're not in peak condition, you still can flip through these pages. They're not totally unreadable. Books are a good thing to look out for too, especially if you want kind of more unique decor, not just the standard coffee table books that everybody has, which don't get me wrong, I like some of those too. But if you're looking for more personal, unique statement books, looking for them at a vintage market, I found that they can be priced super well too. 3 of these together was like $10. But I've gotten some books for like 3 a piece. I think I once got one for like $2. I don't know, people are always just selling books cheap there, at least that's what I've found. That is the vintage haul. My current advice about shopping vintage, like I said, if you don't absolutely love it, cannot live without it, then put it back. And then second to that, try to find pieces that are different than what you normally would go for. But not that you won't use or wear or anything like that. Just broaden your horizon when looking, I think. At least that's what I'm telling myself, because it led me to some pretty cool stuff. So definitely gonna do that moving forward. And last up for what's good, of course, a song for you this week. It is called Dead Ringer by Yokelore. As always, you can find it on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good, on Spotify. And that's it for what's good. So let's get right into Need to Know Basis. I have something that I'm kind of excited to talk about this week. Let's get into it. I almost put this in what's good, because it really could exist in either, but then thinking about it more, I have just more thoughts on it. So that's how it ended up in this section right now. What I'm talking about this week is largely about getting back to some of those passion points, which I have talked about a lot recently, just kind of in more general terms, but I feel like I finally figured out a first step to putting that into action for myself, so I wanted to share it with you guys. I started illustrating again. So like I've said on here probably a million times, I studied costume design in college, and a lot of my work for literally 4 years was all about being creative. Visually, conceptually, reading scripts, designing costumes. There were multiple productions put on in my school, and I designed costumes for some of those. For a lot of my design classes, it wasn't a normal test that you would take, it was a project. You were creating. So I would illustrate and design all the time. It was very normal to me. I would do it for my classwork, but then I would also just do it recreationally too, because I've always loved to do it. And specifically, I love drawing clothes, accessories, all that fun stuff. And it is a bit odd to me now thinking about it that I did it for so long, and then I just stopped. And that concept to me is a little bit scary, maybe even a little bit foreign. Like, you guys know how much I value consistency, all that jazz. But also, I don't know, I guess I just didn't really have a reason to do it anymore, to be creative in that specific way. So I just wasn't. But I feel like with this new resurgence of trying to get back to my passion points, also just trying to remind myself of what I've always loved to do and resurface some of that stuff, I decided, okay, Emma, practice what you preach. Pick up a pencil, draw something, illustrate. Just get back to being creative in that way. And there's a million ways to be creative. Like, this podcast is creative for me. My other podcast is creative for me. But this is a different kind of creative that I wanted to get back to. I'm totally doing it recreationally, just for the love of design again, the love of drawing again. And it's not even just drawing. It's also really thinking about, if I were to create this item in real life, the thing that I'm drawing on paper, what color would I use? What material would I use? What are different inspos? What kind of collages can I put together to help visualize this more? What are they wearing with that accessory? Or what accessory are they wearing with that outfit? Also, I feel like it fosters for me creativity outside of just that activity. Like, even when I was walking around the vintage market, I was finding myself looking at things and being like, oh, this would be cool if I used that pattern and put it on something else or designed around that. You know, so it led me to take pictures of some things and then later use that as inspiration when designing something. I don't know. I don't know if this is resonating with any of you. And maybe it doesn't for this specific arena of like design, fashion, all that. But the core idea of this is to get back to your passion points. Being creative is literally so much fun. And that can mean different things for everybody. Like, I truly believe that somebody that's amazing with numbers and they only see themselves as an accountant also has an incredibly creative side to them. It might not be what's creative to me, but everybody has a form of creativity. Everybody has passion points that go outside of their work, or maybe you have some of that incorporated into what you do on the day-to-day. But either way, I'm getting back to it. It feels good to be back. It feels good to just do those motions again. It's like riding a bike. It feels like I never stopped doing it, which is a really good sign. I didn't say this in the What's New recap because I was going to talk about it here, but I spent pretty much my entire Saturday morning, I kid you not, probably 3 hours, just being creative. And that's probably partly why my weekend felt so fulfilling too. So I urge everyone to get creative, both in general and also how you're getting creative. Get creative in getting creative. Go back to your roots or try something you've always wanted to try. These stakes are not high. So let's just go out, do it, and prioritize it. That's all I have this week. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Take out your sketchbook, put pen to paper, and don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.